guilty.
Guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, well, gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
Yes, sure. I can roll up in here. I can roll. I have no evidence. I haven't seen anything.
I'm gonna roll up on him.
I haven't heard from anyone, but I can roll up on you.
Oh, she's horrible. I'm gonna go to your cousin's house with no evidence.
No, I'm sitting here watching QVC, and I just got pissed off, so I'm
here. I don't know. Nothing's telling me the bad things, but I can go whatever I want. He's basically making me come
He's
do this.
He's making me,
by
yeah.
not answering my calls.
Every 5 minutes.
Boy.
Boy.
She.
Boy. Yeah.
She's going to
watch. That's what stood out for
she's
me.
She's going to watch this. And hopefully she
Will
has
she?
Some clarity.
Maybe.
Yo, welcome to
After
Lalu.
She sees this.
This is Lalu.
Lilu, actually.
Lilu.
To use Poodle's correction.
Lilu.
Lilu.
What's this episode called? I didn't write it down.
Confessions of a Serial Liar.
Oh, because that's Sean.
John. I said John.
Sean.
John.
John. Yes.
Y'all, this is Lilu. Welcome to Lilu. Hey, listen. Hey, listen.
Worst song in that movie.
Oh, it's the worst song in the movie, but when I watched it, I was breathless because, God, Beyonce was pretty fucking good singing it. But it's not a good song. I agree with
yeah.
you. I agree with you.
It's so interesting. Once you see, have you ever seen the show live?
I want to, but I have not.
It was interesting to watch her as Dina. You know, which is a role that's very much like who she was as the lead singer and the pretty one
mm-hmm.
in Destiny's Child. And
yeah.
And she didn't carry it off well.
It's
she just didn't have, and like, she's an amazing performer, but I was like, this is the only
actor.
Dina I've ever seen that lacked charisma.
I don't think Beyonce is a great actor.
Yeah.
Amazing performer.
It was just so funny.
Actor.
I just kept thinking, as such a role that literally you played in life, you're just,
for some people,
why
that's
is this underwhelming?
That's the hardest thing for them to play themselves.
But especially if the person's a non-actor.
Yeah.
You'd think it would be easier. That's what Jennifer Hudson did.
Yeah.
And she's good at it.
She's good at it.
Yeah.
She was great. Won the Oscar for that, didn't
mm-hmm.
she? The film's okay. I have problems with it, but I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Some things don't work. Whatever.
And well, it's like, and then Jamie Foxx was in a different movie.
Yeah, he was.
He
in
was
a different
like
movie.
He was the star of that movie. He thought instead of Jennifer Hudson,
he was. Yo, yeah. But this is Lilu. Sorry,
sorry for my critique of Dreamgirls the movie.
Sorry, I still enjoyed it. I went and saw it with my mother.
I enjoyed it too.
She liked it very much.
Yeah.
Who did you see it with? Will your mother go see musicals with you?
No, she'd. Watching people sing on screen embarrasses her.
It embarrasses her?
Yes, that's what she says.
What?
Just makes me feel embarrassed. But yet she went to go see Les Mis with me.
No, yes.
Because she wanted to. I've told that story before. My mother's idea about Les Mis. But
Chicago, she didn't see. My mother always goes, if there's a holiday musical, my mother's going to go watch it.
No, and it's ironic because I used to make my living doing that. Mm-hmm. And she'll go see things live.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, watching a movie or a show with people singing, she's like, I don't know. It's just kind of embarrassing. Sitting there singing to nobody.
They're singing to you, Mother Poodle.
No, I think she weirdly, my mother gets radically empathetic,
mm-hmm,
and empathizes, mm-hmm, with that person somehow. I don't know. She's like, it just seems so embarrassing.
Y'all, Father Poodle has a special place in heaven.
He's got his own problems. fuck him.
He does.
She's got her own problems. He's got his own set of problems.
Who would you rate as the most, what word would you use for your descriptor for your parents?
Trifling?
Yes. Your father or your mother?
You know, that's a... they both have their own pathologies.
They're well matched, though.
I guess.
Y'all, so season 3, episode 55, Confessions of a Serial Liar. We want to remind you that, patrons, look, if you bought tickets to the Los Angeles show that we're doing on November 14th, if you tried to buy tickets and you did not get any.
You were cruelly rebuffed.
Guess what? We've got very few, and I mean like
3 tickets.
Four tickets. Because what happens is, because we know, because y'all are emailing us, people can't go to the show now.
Very last minute.
And so, and y'all, the best way to do that, if you do can't go to the show, I think these tickets were sold by Eventbrite. Go to on Eventbrite, check the email, because you've got to, we can't do anything.
Yeah.
So request them for a refund.
We're almost 2 to 3 steps away from that, because it's handled by Eventbrite, and our ticket booker has to check in with them and the venue.
She has to check in with them, then the venue. It's like a whole process.
Right.
And often...
We're not in charge of it.
If you just do it through Eventbrite, you should be able to get a refund.
A full refund.
But because of that, like I just saw, we have 2 tickets, VIP tickets available today.
Just got available.
So if you wanted to go to LA and you were bummed that you didn't get a ticket, maybe you can get some last minute.
Check the site. That's in our... Is that still in the link tree?
We should add it to the link tree.
Yeah, we'll add it to the link tree.
Yeah.
But if you search Eventbrite, if you want to, you should be able to find Reality Gaze.
Yeah, Reality Gaze, Dynasty Typewriter, all that stuff. We're excited, y'all. We've been planning all damn crazy.
All day.
Crazy. I'm very excited.
And I'm terrified.
See, this is what happens. I get excited. Poodle's terrified right now because we did all the planning.
No, I'm just very judicious about it. I'll get excited.
He'll get excited about Wednesday.
Yeah, but I'm like, I have to work through all of my premonitions of dread.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. I get it.
And so. I'm thinking, look at this motherfucker just run around with a chicken with his head cut off.
No!
And you actually, you bring a manic energy that's not enjoyable.
Well.
So I'd prefer you not do it.
I have the energy, but I have, you know, maybe my energy doesn't affect you.
It does.
Maybe you can pretend there's like a pink bubble around you.
My energy is appalled by yours.
Well, maybe it's a pink bubble that's just telling you to eat shit.
Exactly.
All right, let's.
My energy told your energy to go fuck itself.
Yes, exactly. Do we have any other? I think that's it, y'all.
Single life
is coming up next week, right?
Single life, the 20th.
The 20th. So that will be on the $5 tier. And then once it goes on...
Single life season 2.
Season 2. Then when it goes out for public consumption, it will be public
for us.
It'll
be on the free feed.
There you go. All right. Let's... Y'all, it finally happened. Sean showed his cards.
Told her how many kids he really has.
After he got laid.
After he got...
Like every, not every other man, but like many
of
them.
Like every other man.
As soon as he got what he wanted.
Got that pee.
Oh, I feel bad now because we just had this connection after I fucked. God, he's stupid.
And his mouth looks worse and worse.
It really does. I feel sorry for Sarah.
His like gaping maw and those teeth.
That does, yeah.
It looks
like he was actually raised in a legit cornfield.
I do feel sorry for Sarah. I understand that, mm-hmm, that, but in a way, I kind of don't. He showed his cards. Also, if you're such a bad judge of character to get duped by Sean,
mm-hmm,
what you need to learn some lessons in life. He is put here to teach her a lesson.
Do you think
we all need these lessons?
Well, everybody's put it. Do you think? Here's the thing that I think about Sean. Y'all, Sean is dumb.
He is.
He is dumb. I think people, don't you imagine people think because Sarah knows he's not smart?
Yeah.
Sarah seems pretty smart, or smartish. Do you think she thinks because he's dumb, he's not a threat? Like, he's not, and you don't have to be smart to be a liar.
She is desperate, and I do agree with you.
I think she is desperate too. Her
addict brain is just turning around
and around. Clung to safety. Yep. So, y'all, but right now, Sean is setting out roses for her. And did you notice how when he set out the roses on the bed, it almost looked like some tape? Well, no. Did you see the way he did on the bed? It was very, they almost looked like some type of like satanic witch circle. Like, just put roses in a pile them together to look like the way they would.
It seemed like to me the way you would put roses on a funeral pyre.
Yes.
To like send Queen Dido off.
Or
like we saw Nicole Jr. ceremoniously sacrificed
into the West.
I will say, I shed a tear when I saw Nicole Jr. being burned up.
On the horizon!
So good, Annie Lennox.
Oh, really?
Thank you. I rarely qualify your impressions.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, good. Dildo Swaggins loves that song. Cries every time he hears it. Every time.
The less we talk about him, the better.
Okay. No one's here. No one's here.
No. Absolutely not. This is not the show. So he's got this indoor picnic, the flowers are laid about. It's bizarre.
It's too cold. Picnic outside,
and he's got champagne, and the cork, of course, shoots across the room. Mm-hmm. This is a romantic evening for dumbasses.
I mean,
it's absolutely stupid and basic. And
it's not good food, y'all. He literally got like a...
Three Lunchables.
It was like three Lunchables that he just kind of put on a
plate. He bought a deluxe Lunchable.
He did.
It was even in the same like kind of opaque
plastic thing. Like, yeah. Put it on a plate, Sean.
He bought the Lunchable when you have six kids. And they got to have a lot of cold cuts.
I remember my Aunt Gail had that one. But they were Catholic.
Wow. So,
and Italian, says, lots of kids.
He says, I feel so much between us. And he just really wants to fuck her.
And even Sarah says, he's so sweet. Even when we kiss, I feel so much between us.
Such a terrible judge of character.
I think it's judge of character, but I think it's she is blinded by what she wanted and not who he is.
She's put so much of her own ideas into who he is.
Because it is so apparent, y'all, that Sean is a dog.
Oh, yeah. And she hasn't had sex in 6 years. No. And she said, and I've never had sex sober. So
that's something.
Wow.
So this is like you lost your sober virginity. I said virginity.
You did.
Virginity. To Sean.
Gross.
And here's
never
the
get
deal,
that
y'all.
Back. You know what? He's got a big dick, though.
She says he's good in bed.
Well, even Destiny. Yeah,
even Destiny
says that.
Like, dude. Dude.
That was the best fucking ever.
Ever. I just wish he was fatter because I like him kind of big. Remember when she said that?
Yes. Yes, I do. And y'all, of course, they get into the bedroom. There's, of course, candles lit. He's just like, do you have a condom? I'm like, thank God.
Thank God.
Which he pulls out. If you don't know the box, y'all, he pulls out Magnums.
Oh,
they're gold.
They were Magnums.
Yes, yes.
I think he does have a quite large dick. Like, not even.
I wonder if the other dick pig sissies went, Magnums.
Magnums. Yeah, I knew. It's not even like a 7 inches, y'all. Like, we're talking like an
eight
or 9 inch dick we're working with here.
And I will say, and I don't like to say this, he actually kind of knows how to use it. He has that weird thing that God didn't give him much else.
That just visceral kind of instinctual know-how of
to pummel a woman.
To pummel, just kind of to hunch over and hold them like a like a bear just holding a cat with its prey going.
I was concerned by the cat that you added. So y'all, it's the next morning, post-coitus.
It is.
And he asked the worst thing you ever want to ask. Sometimes when people will ask me, like, how was that? And am I supposed to say, the best I've ever had? Yeah. If I don't volunteer it, you're not going to get an honest answer.
Have you volunteered that in a while?
If I think they need it, I'll volunteer that.
Because I feel like if they were really that good and they fucking rocked your world, you're going to be too prideful to tell them.
No, I won't. I'll say, that was really fun.
Okay.
I won't say, that's the best sex I've ever had. I will probably go, wow.
Wow. Oh, you forgot to tell me when I came. You said you manifested something.
Oh, I'll tell you later.
Okay. Tell me later.
Yeah, it's actually not about, it's not even that interesting.
Well, you made a big deal about it.
It's about further creative developments that I have ideas for.
Oh, great.
But I'm not ready to talk about it on the podcast. This is why you don't mention things. If I don't bring them up, I don't want to talk about them. God.
You texted me about it.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean talk about it on the podcast.
No.
So,
Anyway, so yeah, she's like, it was good. Sean's good.
Don't ask someone, how was that for you? Just don't.
And so, y'all, they're having pillow talk afterwards, and they're holding hands. And
she's like, you know, Sean's good at sex.
Really good at sex. You know how you're just looking at each other's hands? And she's like, I like your face. And he's like, I like your smile. And she says, I like your hands. And he says, I like your boobs. And she said, I want to be with you forever. And Sean says, I have 6 kids.
It's a great moment.
Y'all, he doesn't even work up to it. He's just like, yeah, I have 6 kids. Wanted to tell you that.
And she, of course, freaks out.
She's like, what?
And says, what else? And this felt a little bit of this felt her flexing her Lady Macbeth muscles, trying to act. It felt a little fake to me. Because she turned that quick. And maybe that's her persona.
I can't tell. I paused because not I'm disagreeing with you. I was kind of like watching it going, I don't know, to be honest.
It just felt a little false to me.
She knew the only reason why she turned quick, possibly in a legitimate way, is that he confirmed what she has been saying all along. She said many times, even her mother said, I don't trust him. He's done this before.
Right.
And she said that before her mother said that.
Yeah.
Remember? And we still don't know who drove her away in the car.
That's true.
So maybe
that's been thrown away.
So maybe she's mad that he played her. But y'all, she immediately, though, she's brought up several times, like, yeah, he didn't talk to me for 2 months. Because he tells her, yeah, I dated this woman. I was engaged to this woman named Destiny. And she said, so when'd you talk to her? When you ghosted me for 2 months? And he said, no. She said, don't lie to me. And that's what, for once in Sean's fucking life, he actually told someone the truth of when they asked.
Did you hear her say, he's like, well, why'd you want to meet me? And she's like, I was fucking bored.
She said, I was fucking bored. And she said, I never thought I'd meet a good person, and I thought I did. Clearly, I did not.
I guess I really question... Destiny, no, because Destiny always saw Sean as a mark.
How could you have a good judge of character, though, when you've been in prison? She was in prison since she was, like, how old?
18, 19.
18. Like, she's never been in she only knows how to judge people in a prison.
He needs women like that.
But, I mean, think about it. You get fucked over in your 18s and 19s and 20s.
Because Sean thought he was conning Destiny.
Yes.
And she always thought... she was the con.
I think Sean legitimately likes Sarah, but I do think he's just less sexually excited by her because Destiny was a bad girl.
Yeah.
Now, Destiny also, my favorite line was when she's like, Sean, I can't believe you've done this to me. And Sean said, it's just a white lie. And I went, you lied about the existence of your children.
Yeah, that was something.
That is anything but a white lie.
And she says, well, I was just the backup plan. And I'm like, that's exactly what you were.
Yep.
And he did. Then Sean has a history of having drinks thrown his face. I hope this is not the last time.
Not the last. And she says something, y'all, that if you're a woman listening to the show and you have a mother that you still talk to, you're going to agree with this. She says something that every daughter does not want to say. Mother was right.
My mother was right.
Boy, how often do you say that, Poodle?
My mother's right a lot about a lot of things. I don't tell her these things, though.
Have you ever told her she was right?
In a way, but it gives her too much power.
Okay.
She'll blow up like Madame Mim.
God, guess you didn't think I was going to be right about that.
I told you. What'd I say? What did I say? Then she'll bring it up later. It's better not to tell her things.
My mother won't do it that way. She'll say,
a lot of things are just need to know.
Oh, she'll say like, well, that's what I was worried about. Didn't I tell you?
To me, that's kind of worse.
And then she's like, honey, don't do that. So
she wasn't worried about it. She wanted to be right.
Yeah.
Speaking of someone who needs to be right.
Boy, good transition on that one.
Brittany and Ray. She's rolling up, y'all. She's rolling up on him.
She is driving in that car, and she's like, I spent all day blowing him up, and if he's keeping something from me, I'm going to find out.
If I get to that cousin's house and there's women there or anything I don't approve of, as she says, God knows what that is.
Or anything to jeopardize his freedom, we're done. He can get the fuck out tonight. And I went, how loving that you just want to kick someone that you've built up their life and you're going to kick them out now.
And she'd be able to turn that quickly. Now, yeah. This might have been talk because she was all fired up. But boy, to say that on camera like that.
This bitch has anger issues and she needs to go to a therapist. She needs to work this shit out on her own.
She knocks on the door, y'all. She's got that cowboy hat on. And she knocks on the door.
With that kind of hobo hat. Yeah. The hobo chic hat.
And Ray answers the door and he's like, what the fuck?
She just walks on in.
She walks in.
In someone that is not her house that she has not met.
No. She doesn't know who's in the house.
She doesn't know who's in the house. She's never met them. This is hashtag.
She's like, where the hoes at?
Hashtag not Southern.
She said, where the hoes at?
She is stupid.
And guess what?
She angers me.
Ray, his cousin, Bink, who is
holy fuck.
I knew you would have to go finger bang yourself.
I did.
Bink,
thank goodness Bink, we had a pat of butter left over from last night's dinner. I would have been in a stretch.
Bink might be one of the hottest guys we have seen on
Lalu. I've already had sissies emailing me his smile and his kind eyes,
good
y'all.
God.
I need this man's Instagram. I need it. If he's got an OnlyFans, I'm signing up.
That's a really hot guy.
Woo!
And then they have a friend, Mike, who's just
Mike's
there.
Fine.
Some just regular white guy, looks
and
like.
So,
she's like, are you a felon?
Which is none of her fucking business.
It's also not something they can run him in on.
And
he says, yes, I am. With another felon.
And that's where she said, see, what would they do? What would they do? And he's like, babe, calm down. And she's like, well, I can't leave you alone, Ray. I can't. I'm doing the microphone because she's all over. She's just like, I can't leave you alone. How can I trust you? And she makes that face that kind of looks like an angry
like
lioness.
A Klingon.
Yeah, it's a Klingon.
She's got Klingon face.
When she gets angry, she gets Klingon-y.
Yeah, it is. Very dark. Ray. What?
Did you just speak
I didn't
Klingon?
Know. I just went, I don't know the words Klingon. I did do music supervision for a Klingon play where I had to teach them the national song of Klingon.
Excuse me, I'm doing a podcast with Jake Anthony.
No, wow. It's like Slovba Nordil Ki.
I'm uncomfortable. This is weird and sad.
It was fun. So,
I bet Klingons can fuck, though.
I bet they can. You also know they're not real.
Yes.
As long as we clarify.
Yes. Who was it on our show we talked about? Those people aren't real. I can't remember now. Would you like a mint poo?
No, I'm fine. Those aren't mints, by the way.
They're sours.
There we go.
Yeah, they're sours.
Don't sully the name mint with your icebreaker sours.
I enjoy them, y'all.
So she basically says, he says, you're a fool for not believing me. No, she would tell that to him.
I think she told him that, yeah.
Yeah.
She told him that, and then
I wrote down, he went from one jail to another. That's the truth. That's his life.
She's like, why didn't you call me?
Oh.
He said, I told you I was going to be at my cousin's house.
They were fucking playing dominoes. That's it.
And then, y'all, this is all about, Brittany keeps saying, I don't want to control him.
Absolutely control.
It's all about control because she said, I'm going to leave. Are you going to leave with me? And Ray said, no, I'm not. Why don't you go home and calm down?
Yeah.
And then I'll come home in a bit.
Yeah.
Which was a very rational thing to say.
Yeah, and not get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And did you hear my favorite thing? So later on, he does come home really soon after that. And she's like, why can't I come first? Why can't I come first for you? And then she says, why would you ever let me doubt you like that?
Yes. What, you've got so much to lose. And it was like, okay, you're worried about his freedom. And then it becomes, are you not afraid to lose me?
Why do you make me think all these things, Ray?
Wow.
It replayed to me like what's love got to do with it, with Ike Turner saying, Tina, why do you make me hit you?
Yes.
Why do you make me think all these things about you?
And you bring that up, y'all, because it might not be physical, but people don't make you do things.
No. This is another emotionally abusive thing that she's doing to him.
They do not need to be together.
I wonder if she has any idea of what a terrible edit she's getting. Or does she... I'm sure she knows she acted this way, but she probably thinks it was deserved somehow.
Probably. Oh, yeah. Even the next day, she says... She makes him sleep on the couch.
He makes her breakfast the next day.
Yeah, and she said, well, I do think I overreacted. Not my intention.
But you should have picked up your phone.
But Raven said, he's like, yeah, you look crazy. And he's like, but I understand that you really care about me. And I'm like, this isn't really caring about
you.
And that's where she says, I love him. I'm not controlling him. Now I can understand this. I just want him to stay on the straight and narrow. I get that.
Right.
I get that. You really want, they're working so hard and you want to keep it that way. But at the end of the day.
But this is part of the kink.
That's not your responsibility, but it's just part of this bad boy that it's like it's like she wants Ray to be her doll.
Yeah.
She dresses him up how she likes. She gets him the job that she likes.
She needs
her Ken doll.
She needs him to be her Ken Thug doll.
Yes.
She needs him to be on the very edge of reoffending, because that to her is her bringing him back.
Yes. I keep saving you over and over. But if he gets too much on the straight and narrow, guess what?
She's bored. Yep. Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
She's a terrible person.
And she even admits, Ray says, did I do anything ever for you to not trust me? And she's like, no, you didn't.
But
we find out at the end, she says, well, but, and they kind of make up. And she's like, well, it's just, if you fuck up, my mom will never accept you. And I need you to be really close to my mom. And I'm like, he doesn't need to give a shit about your mother because you sabotaged that relationship already for him, Brittany.
And.
So why don't you fix that?
This is moving goalposts again.
Yes.
This is saying what I want most for you.
She does that a lot.
What I want, of course. It's the whole thing of, well, we're going to get married. We're going to have kids. And then I'm not really sure I want to have kids because I don't really think I can. But also, my mom won't accept you yet. I'm going to try to make my mom accept you, but she's not ready yet. But I really want you to do all the work.
Turning goalpost. That's actually a song about.
Turning goalpost.
They're just like, I just imagine her on that thing in Les Mis just rotating
around. On the turntable?
Yes, on the turntable.
Lovely ladies.
Don't touch me now. Poodle, can we, on our live shows, can we have a turntable one time?
No.
Why not?
Because we can't afford it because there's no time to do tech.
You already said we couldn't have an orchestra. You take away all of my ideas.
I'm practical. I'm sorry. Y'all, should we talk about Brittany and Marcelino?
We should. Oh, wait. We don't take a commercial on this show. So let's go.
Nope.
There's
not a ton here. Marcelino's hanging out with Brittany's son. I think this is Brittany's son. I think this is not his kids.
Maybe not.
But they are.
He's dad to him, I guess. But
stepdad, definitely. Yeah. But it just said, I think the thing said Brittany's son. Because I know they have kids together.
Yeah, they do.
So it was like they're calling Brittany's stepfather Gil. And he's like, maybe you can handle her. I don't know what's going on. And he tells.
Maybe because she's super down. She's super down and kind of beating herself up.
And he basically says, come down, take care of the kids when we can spend some time together. And the Gil's like, sure. And of course, he tells her, she's livid because she goes, I've disappointed my dad my whole life.
She said, I never felt proud. And finally, the day, I got out of prison or something, he said, I'm proud of you and I don't want to disappoint him. And so but actually, I think this is healthy because Marcelino is like,
it's a smart move.
I can't do this on my own. I'm trying to help you and support you and it's not working for me.
No, it's a smart move.
Meanwhile, y'all, Brittany gets the weirdest email and she said, I'm going to go to somebody in my life who I know can help me. And y'all, it's her mom from last season. It's Brittany's mom.
Cynthia.
Now she didn't go to the drug rehab she left
in Alaska.
But
she's in a guest house.
She's helping these people. She's helping them keep the yard clean and things like that. And she
seems to be doing better, but who knows?
Brittany still worries, but from a harm reduction perspective, Brittany's saying
it's a better situation.
It's a better situation. And so because we didn't know this because we haven't seen prior episodes or seasons of Love After Lockup, but Brittany basically says the person that emailed her, it was from her father, her biological father. And
William.
I was pretty impressed with this exchange between her and her mom. At first they started to fight and I thought they were going to fight. And then Brittany's mom handled it, I thought, really great.
Much better than I expected, yeah.
Much better.
She said, I do think that mom has, she's like, she never told us why we left. And I can understand this because I'm sure it's probably really fucking painful for her to talk about.
Yeah. And don't trigger your mother, Brittany.
And Brittany's been through so much of her own journey of recovery that she just wants to kind of talk about everything immediately and dissect, and she wants to talk about feelings. And y'all, when someone's not ready in their recovery to go there, you can't make them go there.
Cynthia's been through a lot of shit too, y'all. Those burn marks see in her body, that's because she was
burned.
She was high.
Something exploded around her.
Something exploded. She burned the house down.
Yeah.
So they both have been through a lot. And honestly, y'all, Brittany's stories are usually my favorite, only because, y'all, these are real problems.
Yeah.
Like everybody else on this show.
Well, Matt Sharp says they're his favorite couple because they're kind of the emotional heart of the show.
And I agree with that. But all these other people, they're just dealing with, as Southern women say, foolishness.
Foolishness.
But this is real shit. Her biological dad's emailing her, wanting to meet, and mom is saying, Brittany's kind of like, I don't know if I can trust my mom, everything she says.
Yeah.
Where Cynthia's like, this guy's a piece of shit.
He's a hardcore drug addict.
And I left for that reason. And so, but Cynthia kind of ends it and says, you know.
Choice is yours.
This is yours. And she said, I'll support you 100%. I was like, think about old Cynthia. She would not.
Nope.
She would have started crying.
Agree.
It would have been a very big deal.
Agree.
Is it time?
I think it's time.
We got.
I got the devil inside, and I'm the baddest motherfucker around.
Did you not listen to the song?
Oh, the music.
Before they introduced Stan and Lisa, that is. I got the devil inside, and I'm the baddest motherfucker around. Y'all, Poodle, what's the name of the band that sings this? Did you Shazam it?
That band is called Final Fantasy. But it's like Final P-H-A-T, Final Fantasy, sorry, P-H-I-N-A-L Fantasy.
Oh, okay.
They're a kind of roots R&B outfit.
Uh-huh. Where can people find them? Where can they hear them play?
You can find them at Stuckies.com under the tapes, the cassette sections. You can get cassettes, and I think they mail them to you.
Come at us if you've had Stucky's barbecue.
No, it's not barbecue. It's just a truck stop.
Oh, it's a truck stop.
Yeah.
By the way, this is, again, I was going to, how excited are you that we have a Cracker Barrel in Los Angeles right now?
I don't know what to think.
We have a pop-up, y'all, of Cracker Barrel, and now I don't know what to do.
I always had a buffer because I thought they were anti-gay. Now they've radically gone against that.
A
commercial saying we love everybody.
Yeah, they literally have a thing on their Instagram with rocking chairs all in rainbow colors.
And there was a backlash against it.
There was a backlash and people, and guess what? They came at those people and said, nope.
So I think that just tells me, I think I need to go and celebrate that and support them.
And get some hash brown casserole?
No, I'm doing it out of the kindness of my heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To give my dollars to them. I might not even eat. I would just give them the money.
Yeah, okay.
Or have a nice salad there. I'm sure the salads are lovely.
Sure, no biscuits and gravy at all?
Do they have those there? I wasn't aware. Or things like Applewood smoked bacon.
Maybe we'll have Cracker
or
Barrel delivered.
Hash brown casserole.
Maybe we'll have it delivered for our live show.
Country style steak.
Oh, they do have the country style steak.
My mouth is watering.
They have the country style chicken too, don't they?
Yes, chicken fried chicken.
Oh, chicken fried steak. Chicken fried
really
chicken
good vegetable
might
soup.
Be my favorite. No.
Yeah.
I'm not getting vegetables.
I've had
soup.
It. It's very good. It's very good.
You just ruined it.
Now
corn I
muffins.
Want Cracker Barrel.
The fried apples.
The fried apples are stupid.
Okay, we need to move on. You know what, though? L.A. will ruin it. There'll be so many people there, and they'll have to offer different vegan options.
Just
they'll fuck it up.
I think you can just only do delivery.
Really?
It's a pop-up that like you can get delivered Uber Eats or whatever, DoorDash.
I trust Los Angeles to fuck this up. They'll find a way. I'm sure by the end of it, you could be able to order fucking sushi.
Maybe.
They'll fuck it up. That's how much disdain I have for LA adjustments of chain restaurants.
I actually like them, to be honest, but
because you're basic.
No, because I've been in Oklahoma forever and
no,
I've eaten
but
crap.
But like if you go to some place, they'll always have this is available in like Go Lean Bacon or it's just
I haven't seen that. I'm sure though, you're right. No,
that's what LA
like
does.
That. Yeah, I haven't seen it, no. I'm just with Go Lean Bacon.
Or like not Go Lean, but like it's
no, I've seen that.
But they have to do it because there'll be some person who freaks out about it.
Y'all, if you're vegan, don't go to Cracker Barrel.
No, just don't. But I'm saying in Los Angeles.
In
Los Angeles, there's so much vegan food. There's so much macrobiotic. There's so much vegetarian options for you.
Agreed.
It's just like but there is a privilege that goes along with it that says, I'm at a chain restaurant. You have nothing for me.
Then don't go to that chain restaurant. Not that I'm not saying they shouldn't offer things for people that are vegan. That's great.
Right. But to me, it's the little additions that happen that go, yeah, we just know someone bitched about this and we're
like
tired
McDonald's
of hearing about it.
McDonald's should totally have vegan stuff.
I agree
people.
With that.
But
do
a
they?
Pop-up in Cracker Barrel. Now, Cracker Barrel, restaurant proper, maybe. We've gone in deep into
We've gotten into a weird area.
We've gotten weird and weird
I'm going to get letters about it. I'm going to get emails. Don't come for me, vegans.
Uh-oh.
Just don't go to Cracker Barrel.
You're going
to
come for Poodle. Go to My Two Cents. They have great vegan mac and cheese.
Yeah, but you know what? They specialize in
they
stuff
do.
Like that.
They're great. All right, anyway.
How do they make it?
I didn't ask. I just ate it. It's good. Some type of like quinoa shit. I don't know. I got the devil inside. I'm the baddest motherfucker around. Renata, y'all. Renata is going to pretend to be Jasmine.
Well, she's not happy about it.
Well, maybe. You know what I respect about Renata? she's like, look, we can't do this with this wig. She is very particular about a
wig. Pour one out for 3-0.
Okay.
3-0 has been decimated.
Decimated.
These nice wigs that he probably spent, I bet he spent $500 on these three wigs.
No, he spent $1,000 on these
That's
wigs.
That's right.
He spent $1,000.
And she has thrown them in garbage bags.
I thought they were nice wigs.
I can't forgive that.
Maybe they're cheap wigs and that woman just
lied her way out of it.
I hope so. Just took advantage of him. Laughed all her way to the hair parlor. Anyway, so Renata's like, I don't think this is going to be good. And Lisa says, look.
Yeah.
Lisa. I believe God put Stan in my path for a reason.
Craziest thing she's ever said.
And said he needs to learn to how to trust someone.
And also, and I need to teach him a lesson.
That's why God put me here. That's and my higher power.
That's like the
vengeance.
The book of Hosea 6:8.
Yeah.
Tells us that when God wanted to teach Hosea a lesson, he put a lesbian in Hosea's path and she shoved a bullwhip up his ass.
Yahweh,
and he learned more.
I know you are vengeance.
We got to find you some new Catholic songs.
I'll think of some others. I know some more.
That and One Bread, One Body are the only ones you know.
I had Catholic sissies that said they started singing along with me.
I'm sure. There's such a small number of them.
And so, okay. So, this is what Lisa... Now, Renata's like... look, the reason why Stan got you these wigs is because when you had short hair, he didn't want women to be attracted to you. And Lisa is like,
that's a fair thing to say.
Maybe. And so, meanwhile,
so Renata's like, speaking of, can we just go to the hot tub and do girl stuff?
She's like, sure. Meanwhile, Stan is also suntanning in his little Speedo or his bikini underwear, y'all, in socks. So if you're going to go outside and suntan, why do you want to wear your socks?
I think we were being trolled by the crew at this point.
I think so, too.
This is, they got footage of this, and they could not wait to share this with us.
They have seen Stan's ass so much.
Lisa calls it, it's like peepaw's gone wild.
Peepaw's gone wild. We've got men taking off their diapers and throwing them on the ground.
We've got old guys arguing with cute waitresses about how much tip they should leave.
Yes. Oh, what's that smell? I don't think it's cologne. Oh, it's urine. Somebody's naughty.
Incontinence.
Wow, I just lived all of this.
So... They are going to...
But Lisa said, you know, he thinks he's Brad Pitt. She said, I do miss being with women.
Yeah.
But, and Renata's like, well, what about now? She's like, yeah, well, you know, we're staying at iron now, you know. I'll probably look for a chick.
Did you notice the little featurette when we got a little bit more of Workout Company?
Oh, it's
in
true.
A strip mall?
Yeah.
Don't forget that. Exercise bike with only one pedal.
Y'all, Stan, he's got a routine. I go to the gym, look at the
stock market.
And then it's
fiduciaries up for money.
Mainly, how appalled were you by Stan's dinner?
Charcuterie and strawberries.
But it was just like, I think he just made like sauteed beef.
It was really awful. He lives a miserable life. It's awful. He doesn't know what it is. I should just tell him. And also, he's like, and then sometimes I get night terrors, like I'm fighting aliens.
And, y'all, and
I screeched.
And I'm not, I'm telling you now, they're not probing him or he would sleep like a baby.
I just like, it was like a typical day where he's like, yeah, it's a typical day. You know, I
get
up stock market, little charcuterie. And then the night terrors come.
Day and day. Won't you be mine? Won't you be mine? Won't you be?
Stop it. Don't hurt me! No, those are good dreams.
Those are good dreams. That's true. Y'all, we're sorry if you have night terrors. That sounds horrible.
I'm sure it's awful.
And we empathize with you, but for someone but not like with Stan,
no.
No. So y'all, Stan and Lisa are together the next day, and Stan's like, he picks her up, and he's like, well, how'd it go? And Lisa's like, yeah, it's fine. And then she says to the camera, she's like, yeah, Renata and I got into it last night because she really wasn't into this whole wig thing.
And she doesn't want to be Jasmine.
Yeah, she's not into this whole catfish thing.
Yeah.
So we didn't do anything. We didn't bump bosoms or like, Renata really wanted to fuck. She wanted to rub her lovely lady hump all over Lisa's lovely lady hump and check it out.
Lumps. Lovely lady lumps. Not hump. That wouldn't make sense.
Oh.
Another mishurt lyric.
So is she talking about her boobs? When she says, my lovely lady lumps.
I think she says, my humps.
My humps, my humps, my humps.
My lovely lady lumps.
Check it out. Is she saying my boobs?
I don't know what she's saying.
Boy, how far Fergie came from sometimes. Kids Incorporated. How far she came from that.
It could be lumps, like
her buttocks,
her
like
butts,
or like her cellulite, like her she's labias. Embracing. Like
both
the mound of
majora and minora,
yeah, the mound, the flesh mound of her vagina is her hump.
People have already tuned out because they're knowing how little we know about women's bodies.
It was a vulva, guys. It was a vulva, and she rubbed them lumps with some humps the American way, because it was a raw lumping. Raw lumping. Oh. USA.
Ah!
That took me out.
I'm
sorry. Go ahead.
All right. I'll keep talking. So we get to and stay like. I'm still glad I can make you laugh. That's
okay,
a good thing.
Sorry, go ahead.
So he basically says, he's like, I like to do things that are kind of adventurous and kind of difficult, like rock climbing in a very safe area when I'm in a harness.
He's just there for the harness, y'all.
Yeah. It's that he loves the feeling of like ropes around his groin regions.
And so y'all, those poor rock climbing guys that have to like help them do this. Stan gets halfway up and he's like, "Whoa, Lisa!" But she goes all the way up to the top, and then she comes down, and right in the middle, when they're just hanging in there, she's like, "Yeah, let's talk."
And he's saying things like, yeah, she looks good. Her booty looks good. Right, fellas?
Right, fellas. And they're just down there like, I can't talk about that. I'll get fired, sir. Yeah, you would. Yeah, you get fired by the boss lady. Anyway, y'all, they're hanging in midair. It's time.
I think it's time.
I think it's time, y'all. It's time for another session of Reality Gaze Lilu Theater.
Lakota. I think from now on for Stan, there's just going to be a random night terror all
baby,
the time.
Baby. All right. And action. Oh, ooh, hey there, great. Gorgeous. Hey there, mommy.
This is nice.
Yeah.
I'm used to seeing you in that position.
Can't stop spinning around. I'm pinned up against this rock. My shirt's all the way up.
I'm loving your hair kind of like pressed up against your forehead.
It's what the old wife used to call an angry bird hair. Because like Angry Birds,
Cosmo,
it's kinda crazy.
Cosmo, the ferret is off to the side
a little bit. Whoa, this was fun, huh, honey? Kind of like, you like me in this harness?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of tight. It squeezed around that.
I just got to tell you.
My fat legs, those kind of fat right there, and they just push out, and they that harness. You want to do something with that harness, mommy master?
I need to.
You want to tie me up?
I need to talk to you about something.
You want to
talk?
Okay, what do you want to talk? You want to talk about what you're going to do to me?
You been talking to anybody else lately?
No, I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to this harness right now. It's open in the back, mommy. Open in the back of this harness. It's all for the taking. All for the taking, mommy. So, no, not talking to anybody. Not talking to anybody, mommy.
I.
Mommy, where's my pass?
So, but no one? No, you know,
no.
Didn't go to dinner with anybody?
No, I mean, I talked to the car salesman the other day when I bought your car. Oh, I did talk to my friend. We went to dinner last night.
You just went to dinner?
Yeah, we just went to dinner. Yeah, we went over there to the Shoney's.
But so, no.
The Shoney's opened up back in town.
I love the strawberry pie. Gotta be honest. Wish you would take me there sometimes.
It's great strawberry pie. They say it's all natural now. It's great.
I like
it. Doesn't hurt my teeth like it did before.
It's a very godly place.
Yeah, it is.
They don't serve alcohol.
Yeah, they have that bear, and I thought about getting that bear outfit because I know what you think. Imagine a bear in a harness, mommy.
Can I have a bear outfit to wear?
We'll cut a hole in the back, mommy, and you can just honey my pie.
Okay.
Mommy.
I just need to know. So there's not any other women. Tina?
No women. Nobody. Yeah, oh, yeah. I went to dinner with Tina last night. You know,
but,
Tina.
Yeah. Do you know a girl named Jasmine?
Y'all, and that's how it ends.
I don't know what he's going to do.
He's caught.
Caught like a rat.
Caught and seen. Sorry, y'all.
And
caught
seen.
Like a rat.
Oh, God. Shoney's.
I don't know where I pulled that out of.
Shoney's in Greenville. Shoney's is right next to Bob Jones University. A very religious.
Bob Jones, a restaurant.
No, that's Bob Evans.
Bob Evans. It is Bob Evans. Yep.
Bob Jones is a very religious, conservative.
You've talked about
university.
That, yeah.
And they go to Shoney's all the time. It's right near there because they don't serve alcohol. Because they can't go to any restaurant that serves alcohol.
They can't even go to a restaurant that serves. Wow.
Maybe that's changed, but it used to. When you would go into Shoney's, the only reason I would
Are
ever
Shoney's
go to Shoney's
still open?
I don't know. But the only reason I ever went to Shoney's was they had a breakfast buffet. Bar.
Oh, yes. That's why you went to Shoney's.
And
very famous. All
and as
that
a,
sausage.
And as a fat child, I really loved a breakfast buffet.
And you love breakfast.
I do love breakfast.
I like breakfast, but you
I can't eat,
love it.
I can't eat the same breakfast I used to anymore.
Yeah, who can? None of us can.
Now it's like a kale smoothie and sometimes a piece of some almond butter on toast.
That's the saddest thing you've ever said on this show. All right, y'all. Let's wrap this up with our favorite.
Shane, I'm feeling very hurt and angry from the lie detector.
From the lie detector.
I think I need to call Sean.
Now, remember, y'all, Shane was caught in the lie detector saying Lacey really is carrying this thing that she thinks he's fucked around with guys. When it's clearly just his OnlyFans, real shitty.
Remember, she set up the OnlyFans.
She said, it's now down. I've looked, but it's down now. And so,
I wonder what his penis looks like.
I want to know.
I gotta know.
I want to know too.
It is bigger than Chon's.
It maybe is on Lacey's, but I don't want to subscribe to her OnlyFans and see Lacey's gooch.
That's true.
Not there's anything wrong with it. I just don't want to see that. I bet she actually looks really pretty naked. She's got like, if you're into big fake boobs, and I'm sure it's all shaved smooth, like it's nothing. It's just like a total clear runway.
But I don't think that is for our audience. That shouldn't be the norm. That's very artificial.
No, I don't like. That's not my. I'm sure. I guess she looks fine. That's not my type.
It's not your type because it's not your type.
She doesn't have a dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But still, even on women,
you prefer it.
Give me a little bush. Give me a little bush.
We're in a weird area, and you don't have any.
I mean, even
you don't
for
have
men.
Any ground.
Do you like it when you're with guys and they shave everything?
No, I don't.
I don't enjoy that.
No.
Yeah.
I'm okay with a little bit of trimming the underbrush.
Yeah, you can trim things around.
But and sometimes when it's too trimmed.
He can shave his balls. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with smooth balls. There's some guys
even
that do that.
Those are too, I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of like it all au naturel.
Someone's dated a lot of men from Silver Lake and Atwater Village.
Guilty.
I bet sometimes after you have sex, and does it just reek of like...
You're picking the pubes out of your teeth?
Yeah, and there's just like this smell of like old, like a bear or like a mountain cat, just like odorant, just all in your bedroom.
I'm like, so
like you've got to wash the sheets because I've
got a cinnamon candle.
Yeah.
Light up that candle. Is somebody cooking onions?
Yeah. Oh. Oh. Like garlic. Ugh.
Please. I'm okay. The ones that I choose these days, a lot of times either they wear deodorant or if they do get a little odorous, it goes away pretty quick.
Yeah. Hey, native deodorant, y'all. We enjoy
native deodorant. She is calling John.
She's calling John.
Now, y'all, John is shirtless.
And there's a woman in his bed.
And there's that woman who he had been seeing for a while.
Yeah.
And John's got a little more meat on him than before. You probably like
so
him.
So this is the first time that I think John looks attractive to me.
Because you like him with a little meat on their bones.
Little meat on them. Also, he just, his hair has grown out.
Oh, my God. I loved his long hair.
It's so much better. And the short cropped beard, he looks really good.
Yeah.
And I went, okay, he's hot.
I think it's because he's in recovery.
Hopefully he's not using. And so maybe that's it. His face just looked too little.
I love him a little sullen.
he looks good now. And so, but Lacey is saying, Jane and I are not doing great. He had to take a lie detector test. And John's like, I told you.
I could have told you he was going to be a gay wad.
Well, but he was like, he said, we're actually surprised.
Not surprised. I wrote down over and over again, John looks so good with longer hair. I had a moment.
He does. But then, y'all, I'm going to just say this. Lacey's a piece of shit.
She's a piece of shit for doing
this. Because she literally says, I miss you and I think we should meet sometime.
And even John says, Julie is my second chance. This is the woman who was in his bed. And he utters the famous Rodney line, the past is the past is the past.
Because he said, I'm with Julie. I'm finding love again with her, my life. And he says, cutting Lacey out of my life makes my life way less stressful.
Yeah, but she's very hard to quit. Like heroin.
Like heroin. He said before, Lacey is a drug and Lacey is toxic.
I agree. And it's
really horrible.
It's
to
a
do.
Shame that she's doing this to him.
You know what I think, Lacey? I think Lacey, and I mean, it's like, I think she's a nymphomaniac.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with her OnlyFans, and
I could see it.
She like needs to feel sexed up all the time, and that's just not real life. We can't go around every day just getting banged by anybody we meet on an app every day.
Why not? not familiar,
y'all. That's the show. Oh boy. Boy.
You can find us on Reality Gaze podcast. Sorry, realitygaze.com. You can go to find
Not
us on
porn.
Instagram at Reality Gaze Podcast. You can find us on motherfucking TikTok.
TikTok
at Reality Gaze.
Reality Gaze, y'all. We've got like over 1,000 people on TikTok already. We're planning on, we just have been busy with the live show. We're using our memes now and putting them on TikTok, but we are planning on making original content with Poodle and I that will only be on TikTok.
Yeah.
So, if you're a thirsty dick pig, go there. Y'all, that's the show. I'm worn out.
Me too.
We spent all this morning planning our live show and doing all this
stuff.
But
no one cares that we're worn out.
But no one cares. But it makes us very excited. We're putting in a lot of work to this.
Working.
Hopefully it shows.
Or maybe it won't.
Or it probably will all fall apart and we'll roll with it anyway. That's what usually
and
happens.
And I'll just start yelling at you during the show.
That's what usually happens, y'all. All right, everybody. Have a good...
Don't fuck up this thing for me.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all have a good week and we will...
Lie-loo-ya later.
Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love.